Hey, 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 guys, it's been a while, but thanks for tuning in. I just want to say I hope everybody's having a great day. Today's episode, it's episode number 3, it's going to focus on gratitude, okay? Gratitude. You heard me. So I just want to kick it off by saying, you know, I'm thankful and grateful just for being able to share my testimony, share my wisdom. I'm also thankful and grateful for everyone's existence, because without you, the world would be weird. So I really don't know how to start off this episode, because gratitude is the best attitude. And I've been through so many trials and tribulations in my life that it's kind of like, when you have experienced pain, experience things that are not normal to you, it would definitely change whom you are. It would definitely help you to gain wisdom in that area of being grateful. Tomorrow is not promised. And yeah, I'm sure you know that too. Okay. Some people don't understand that, you know, your existence is everything. You should be grateful for your journey, no matter good or bad on your journey, okay? Be grateful for all you've seen, heard, tasted, breathed. You know, one key in life I never focus on, of course, but it's a retraining and a relearning process for the brain and how you show gratitude. Now, this is not just to yourself. This is to the divine creator, the universe. Just show your gratitude, because it is a sense of moving in the highest good, for real. It may be times in your life where you've sat back and you've complained about what you don't have, or you're worried about how green someone else's grass is, not focusing on caring for your own. Possibly in the mindset of, I tried so hard and still feeling stagnant. But hey, look, maybe things are not the way that you imagined. Maybe you create illusions for yourself that your life or whom you are isn't good enough, because you're constantly comparing yourself to others' accomplishments. What I really would like you to do right now, and you can completely pause this whole audio, okay? I want you to go. Look into the mirror at how beautiful, unique, gifted, and blessed you truly are. Give yourself about a good 15 minutes, okay? Really, really reflect on self. I mean, it doesn't have to be 15 minutes. Some people, they just like to look in the mirror for about 5 minutes. But I'm just saying, really, really show your gratitude also towards yourself, because you are freaking amazing. Don't you forget it, okay? Be thankful for your senses, breathing, sight, feeling. Be grateful to be alive and different in so many good ways. You know, with the situations that I have actually been through in my life, it's been a lot of toxic crap that I don't know that has happened in my life. And when you go through a spiritual awakening and you realize, like, hey, dude, this is not me. This does not resonate with my soul. You start to really tap in into this thing of, I'm so thankful that I overcame, you know, certain friends. I'm so thankful that I use cord cutting to get rid of things that serve me no purpose in my life. But at that very moment, I am thankful and grateful that I am alive. I'm thankful and grateful that I did meet these type of people, or I walked down the path that I walked down, whether good or bad, because for real, without those lessons, I wouldn't be as wise as I am, you know, just for my age. I wouldn't even be able to share my testimony right now that gratitude is amazing. Like, I am thankful and grateful to be alive. Every day that I wake up in the morning, I always sit on the edge of my bed before I get started for work, before I even get my day started, or whether I'm taking a nap throughout the day, or whether I'm just walking around grocery shopping or just running some errands. I'm always thankful and grateful for my limbs, for my breath, for just me being able to visually see. Okay, here's a testimony. Back in 2014, I was actually in college studying for optical dispensing, and one of the weirdest things happened. We go on winter break, everything's cool, go work out with my best friend and my mom, everything's all sweet, smack dab. And the next day that I woke up, I couldn't see. And what I mean by I couldn't see, I mean like visually I could not see. There was black everywhere and it's daylight outside. And I could see just a peep, just a small little shine of some light. Had vertigo real bad. But the point of it is that when I ended up losing my vision, I never realized that I took for granted my vision as far as seeing. I love nature walks. I love nature in general. I love to go sightsee, right? At this very moment, I was paralyzed. There was no seeing the beauty of God's creation. There was no seeing my loved ones as they're sitting there and they're talking to me. So it was a really, really huge transition, but it sat me down to the point where I had so much stillness that I was just grateful just for being born with vision. Now, I can't imagine what it's like to be born blind, right? Because you can't see regardless, okay? But you have other senses that completely kick in, which you are absolutely grateful for, because without those senses, how could you function, right? But I think that was like really, truly the turning point in my life where gratitude really fell into play. And as my vision started to come back and, you know, I started seeing things, it was like never a moment after that situation where I did not show gratitude to the universe. And then I started showing gratitude to people. Now check it out. Whether it's good people or bad people does not matter. Every person that I've came across in my life, I have appreciated their existence because everything happens for a reason, right? So me losing my vision happened for a reason. Maybe I was ungrateful in my life, you know what I'm saying? And God had to sit me down like, listen here, girl. Like, you gonna have to tone it down, you know? Let me show you what it's like to not be able to have this moment that you thought was gonna be here forever. I did. I took my vision for granted. And I think after that, it was a wrap. I just really started showing more gratitude because, you know, I prayed on it. And I was just like, please, Lord, if you give me a second chance, you know, well, whatever I've done, I don't know what I've done. Maybe I'm just going through this just to go through it, you know, for whatever part of my journey. You know, just please, Lord, just grant me to be able to see my children one day. And please, Lord, grant me to be able to see the world, you know, because I've always wanted to travel. I've only been to a couple places, but that's not the point. The point is that tomorrow's not promised, guys. You know what I'm saying? So really, really show gratitude to even the smallest things. Everybody wants to show gratitude to the big things. Yes, yeah, show gratitude to your accomplishments, but it's the little things that actually got you there. The little small breaths that you take every day, you know, you actually going outside, being able to walk on your legs, like, It even for those that probably are paralyzed, that's not the point. The point of it is that even if you are paralyzed, be thankful and grateful that you're still breathing. You can still communicate. You can still do certain things. Like, some people are so miserable about what they don't have. Like, forget what you don't have. Focus on what you do have. Bingo. It's even times where maybe sometimes you can experience a moment where you're having one hell of a day, like nothing is going as planned, right? Instead of you being mad, okay, because some people, they get really frustrated and all this crap, you feel so disappointed in yourself. Switch gears right there, like mentally switch your gears. Be thankful that you woke up. You may not have made it on time, but guess what? You could have been saved by an angel. Show much gratitude, for real. Like, it's times where, let's say, for instance, all right, you about to go to work, right? And all of a sudden, your car breaks down. You're probably in a rut right now financially. Your car breaks down, whatever, right? So it happens someone drives up next to you. Hey, let me help you out and this and that. Show gratitude to that. You were sitting there miserable at that moment, right? Because yes, you was late for work. Yes, you may not be financially in the place to take care of your car at the time, right? But God heard everything that you said within your soul. God knows what your intentions is. And he sent someone to come and help you, right? Now, the cool thing about all of this, right, is that no matter if any of those situations or obstacles are happening, you can definitely, definitely be thankful that you woke up. You got out of bed. You may have gotten your car. Your car may have broke down and you may not have made it to work. But guess what? You're still alive. You're still breathing. You're still pushing, even through the obstacle. You're overcoming stuff that you're not even realizing because you're not showing gratitude. Now, it's a lot of things that I have been through, but this is definitely a trigger warning. I should have spoke on that in the first beginning of the podcast because, this right here is pretty sad. But at the same time, you know, it's so much lessons behind it. Okay. So of course I have a biological dad, right? And he's an amazing father. Don't get it messed up. He has his little weird ways, you know, but I love you, Dad. I love you, Dad. If you listening, Dad, I love you, Dad. No, but, I had a stepdad and, my stepdad was a good man. And, you know, I've always enjoyed our time together because we used to sit back and have the most deepest, clarifying conversations. We would go definitely into spirituality. We would pop off into comedy. We just had random conversations, but it was never a time that we did not laugh together, you know? So with that being said, you know, we would talk about everything. I cannot. But it's crazy because even in your mindset, sometimes you take the fact that people living, that they're alive, right? You have it set into your brain that they'll never die, right? Now, everybody has gone through this. It's not just me. When you're a little kid, you start growing up and stuff. Yes, everybody's getting older, but the last thing on your mind is death, you know? So with that being said, I had learned so much from him, and he passed away. I believe it's been 3 years now. And it was like one of the most doozies of my life because anytime that I ever felt down, anytime I ever felt some type of way, I would always call him. And I guess at that moment when I realized that I would never be able to hear his voice again. Of course, I have a memory bank, but I would never be able to hear his voice again to spend that quality time together, to be able to wrap my arms around him. Him being deceased changed a lot within me even later on. Like, I was already grateful, right? But then the gratitude really started to hit for real when I realized that I met the most amazing man that was there for me, you know, that put in time to raise me, to teach me how to ride a bike, to even like come to my graduation. Like, this man put in like time with me. Instead of me being sad, right? I mean, of course I grieved, but instead of me just like, oh my God, I'm never going to get my dad back. And, you know, I'm never going to be able to, I cut that out of my head and I started to replace those words with, I am so grateful that he married my mom. I am so grateful that I have an addition of family as far as my big sister is concerned, you know, or the other children that he put, he took underneath his wing. I was grateful to be a part of that bunch. It was a lot to process, though. Like, I'm saying it in a simple way because it's already been 3 years and I've healed and everything within myself. I've actually came to peace with it. But it was really a huge process. But that very solid moment, it shook me. It shook me. Like, I don't care who I meet nowadays, you know, whether we're meeting for 10 seconds, an hour, years, right? I am grateful. I am grateful that I even had the opportunity to cross your path. I am grateful because it's nothing but awesome conversations that happen. I don't know about y'all, but I come across a lot of cool people. And of course, I come across a lot of not cool people too. But we're not going to talk about them. We're going to talk about the cool people. I came across a lot of cool people in my life and how we share our perspective. I am grateful for sharing perspective with people because everybody operates different. Everybody thinks different. We're all on the same path, but some of us are in different levels of the path. Some of us are still asleep. They ain't even got woken up. They don't know what's going on. And you got some that's so evolved that it's just like, whoa, like, let's go out for lunch. You know, we're going to have a whole conversation about brilliant things. But, yes, man, like, dude, the conversations that me and my stepdad had were just so eye-opening, for real. Like, and then as I sat down while I'm grieving, I realized that he prepared me to face things that I didn't understand at the time. I was young. You know what I'm saying? Young. I ain't gonna say young and dumb, but naive. Like, just, I don't know. Just walk into it anyways. But it was one thing that I'll never forget. And it was the day that he sat with me and he talked about death. And it was a hard topic to talk about because it, like I said, it was something that I took for granted. It was something that it never even crossed my mind that my mother's getting older and he's getting older. It's just kind of like, we're going to live forever. I don't like my mindset for real because it's like completely rainbows and unicorns and just happiness and woo. I don't really have a lot of sad stuff going on in my brain sometimes. But anyways, the one thing that he told me was to celebrate him. If he passed away, right? To celebrate him and not cry. Now, at first when he told me that, I kind of got upset. I'm just kind of like, well, why are we talking about this right now? You know, this is not a conversation I really want to have with you. But he was literally preparing me because maybe his intuition kicked in or something. Maybe he knew, you know, he didn't have much time. Certain things that our higher selves tell our actual human form. Certain things, and we don't pay attention to those things. But he was a highly intuitive man, so I really don't know, but at first I got upset about it. And then when it happened, I cried. Don't get it messed up. I cried. And every time I cried, I felt guilty because what he said. And once I got through the grieving part, that's when I remembered something else that he told me. He said, you know, Eureka, I'm never going to be completely gone. My soul will live on forever. I don't want you to cry when I pass. And, wow, man, this shit is so deep. Like, I'm not gonna cry though. Not gonna cry. Okay. But now, you know, I just sit back and I just think about, wow, like, I'm grateful for him even preparing me for that moment. I'm so thankful and grateful that he sat down with me and we talked about things that are unusual, like death. I mean, it happens every day. But the perspective that he had about it, it really, really helped me through that time. And it also helped me to be grateful for the moments, every moment that I spend on this earth, every moment that I spend breathing. And I just want to tell you guys that you can do the same thing, you know? You can do the same thing. Be grateful for every little moment that you spend. Even the times when, shoot, you know your bills coming in, you ain't gonna have no money. You know you ain't gonna be able to buy what you wanna buy, but you can still be able to buy what you need. You better get on your knees and be grateful. Be grateful to God. Because for real, we're students and we're teachers. And this is a learning playground. So the best, I feel like one of the best top lessons that I've had was gratitude. But I did. I learned at that moment to appreciate every experience, whether good or bad. And I was glad to have him in my life. And he was amazing, phenomenal dad. And I love you, Dad. And yeah, I'm sure that, you know, he would be proud of me as far as saying that, because he taught me a lot. And I was just such a knucklehead, for real, that I gave that man a hard time. I gave him a hard time when it came to his advice. Like, we would really be debating, like, listen, this is not working for me. It works for you. And he always would tell me, like, with age and with you wisening, you'll understand. And I understand. I truly understand. And anyways, I'm not going to be too long. This is probably like one of the longest episodes that I've had. But I just want to say that I'm grateful and I'm thankful just for being able to share my testimony about gratitude, how to use gratitude in your life. I'm grateful for me just even starting my podcast, for real, because I feel like I have so many testimonies that I would love to share with those that kind of feel alone in this world, for real. But you're not alone. Remember that. You're never alone, okay? And also remember this too. Be grateful for everything that happens in your life. Just like right now, just got me an Amazon package, and I'm grateful for it because I've been trying to, how can I say? I listen to frequencies all the time, guys, but I've been wanting a water fountain so bad in my household. It'll just be so nice just for that moment of peace when my kids ain't running around, just to sit in my living room, listen to some water trickle. But anyways, I just want to say that I'm grateful for you guys, and I'm grateful for my own existence as well. It is Tap In Tuesday. It's January 11th. 111, baby. And then I'm going to end this with a beautiful message, because it is 111. All right. So this is how we're going to end this, okay? You are one with all that is. Know that all you are doing and giving is for the world and all the beings in it. You keep on being a loving individual, no matter what, always having the best attitude of gratitude. And thank you guys for tuning in. This is the Loving Spirit Experience. Have a great day, guys.